Recording in progress.
All right. Good morning. We are now on the record. I'm Susan Drummond, City of Seattle Deputy Hearing Examiner. It's Monday morning, 11 a.m., March 25th, 2024. We are here for a pre-hearing conference on an appeal filed by Friends for a Safe Elkhi Community, matter number SDD-24-001. I believe we have all parties present, but if the party representatives could go ahead and introduce themselves, I'd appreciate that. Ms. Clungeon, you are muted.
Oh, thank you. Audrey Clungeon, Brooklyn and Newman, on behalf of the Friends of the St. Elkhi Community.
Good morning, Ms. Clungeon.
Good morning, Katie Miller, on behalf of Advocate Seattle Public Schools, and working with my colleague, Isaac Patterson.
Good morning, Ms. Kendall and Mr. Patterson. And then for the department?
Yes, Private Department of Construction and Inspections.
Good morning, Ms. Guillory. So we're here for a pre-hearing conference, and nothing substantive would be decided today. We're just looking at deadlines, pre-hearing deadlines, and then setting a hearing date on this. I guess I'd go ahead and ask the parties if there have been any attempts at settlement. This seemed to me, as when I looked at the appeal, a case that might be well-suited for mediation. So I just wanted to ask the parties if that's if there's been any discussions along those lines. Okay. All right. I would like to bring to the party's attention, there are some mediation resources. The City of Seattle has an interlocal with King County. There are mediators, contingent on staffing, potentially available at no charge to assist in mediation or serve as a mediator. This office also, for an examiner that's not presiding over the case, could serve as mediator. In this case, that would be Mr. Vansell, and of course, that would be entirely up to the parties. And then, of course, there are outside professional mediators as well. I've done mediation work with Kitsap County Dispute Resolution Center and DRC there, and they have some professional mediators on board that are quite good. So I just provide that for the parties' information. Mediation be an option for the parties. Any questions on that? Okay. All right. In terms of the deadlines, are there any other issues other than filing of exhibit and witness list, setting the hearing date that we need to address this morning? Okay. All right. So then I guess the first deadline would probably be for filing basically the administrative record here, the department's exhibits. And so I would turn to you, Ms. Guillory, on the timing for that. I know this is the second time around on this, so it's and the issues would be more narrow at this point. So probably the record is more limited than it was the first time around. But Ms. Guillory, what would work for you for a deadline on filing the city's basically the record on this, the city's exhibits?
I think I can get that done by the end of this week.
Oh, okay. So today's the 25th, end of the week. So Friday, March 29th, is that works?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ms. Examiner, just as a clarifying question as it relates to the record of the prior appeal. Mm-hmm. This is a separate appeal, correct? So anything in this, mainly for Ms. Guillory's?
Yeah.
How do you want to handle the prior record? As most of it's not relevant, but, in terms of core documents and what we want to include.
I'm open to hearing from the parties on this. I think when I've dealt with this before, it is a new appeal, so it's a new record. And so anything that should be, I don't just reach back into the other one, anything that the parties wish to be part of the record, they need to file. So when the core documents are filed, it may be that there are some documents that were before me last time, and then that those would be filed with me. So that's probably the easiest way to do that because there are, I think there are a lot of documents that would not be relevant to this particular appeal. So. Okay. So then if March 29 is when the department will be filing, basically the record, and then the next deadline would be for the appellant, for additional witness and exhibit lists. What would work, Ms. Clungeon? What would work for the for you all on that?
Let me take a look here.
And
are we also factoring in? Is there going to be like an opening brief? Do we need to factor that into the schedule as well?
Typically, I haven't done opening briefs. Okay. Not that it can't be done. Actually, that's not true. Sometimes I have had when it's just clear legal issues. And sometimes the parties wish to do that and request it, and that's built in. I guess I was just at this point. I was just thinking of the deadlines for the exhibits and witness lists as well.
Right. For the exhibits, it's a little hard with that. I need to see the administrative record to kind of get a sense of how large that is and if we're going to need to file additional exhibits. Also, I was not part of the previous appeal, so I'm going to need to go through everything and figure out if there are things from the previous appeal that we need to carry forward. So I think a couple of weeks at minimum just to go through everything and get me preparing things by our expert as well. So, toward the end of April.
You want to propose a date?
Sure. Let's see. April 30th.
Any concerns with the parties on that?
This examiner, I do have concerns just in terms of timing. The appellant's filed this appeal, the record is available online, and so in terms of the timing, I don't see why we need an entire month to prepare a witness statement to close the exhibit. The timing is of the essence, and if we are in a situation where we're not even getting the appellant's witness exhibit list until the 30th, it's going to be difficult to find a hearing date, and so we can do that a little sooner if possible. So I'd ask this question to kind of think through what would be reasonable. Certainly a couple weeks makes a whole lot of sense. I'm not. But a month feels a little much, and we can do it a week after whatever the appellants can do.
Right, and I do understand that, and I appreciate that. I just, one thing I'm working with here is my primary expert is not available for about 2 weeks in April, so that's part of why it's a little bit longer than it might normally be. I'm just factoring that in to give him enough time to review the materials and provide any expert report, factoring in his 2 weeks of unavailability in April, so that's why I proposed that date.
I guess I would note too that the department is, we do say sometimes the department is filing the record in short order at the end of the week. So that does help, I guess, from on the applicant side in terms of moving things along. I think I'll go ahead and set this, given that we do have that early filing from the department, I'll go ahead and set April 30th as the deadline for the appellant. For their exhibits and witness list. And then the applicant, the next deadline would be for the applicant, and then as well for the department, if there are anything additional, once the department reviews the appellant's filing, if they have any additional exhibit list. So, Ms. Kendall, what would work for you for the applicant's filing?
The week after would be fine.
Okay. If it's
May 7th.
April 30th, so that would be, I'm sorry, you said May 7th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so Tuesday, May 7th. And Ms. Villalary, does that work for you as well?
Yeah, it's for this plan as well. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So I think those are the key deadlines for the department, March 29, and then the appellant, April 30, and then for anything further from the department, and then also from the applicant. All right, anything else before we set a hearing date? Okay. I'm sorry, was there a question there? No, okay. So then I think we're looking at probably maybe mid to late May for the hearing date. Let's see. So would the week of the 13th, so the parties have availability, and I'll have to look at pull up the hearing calendar here.
Did you say about 13th?
Of May 13, yes. That week. Didn't necessarily start on Monday, but.
I'm not available that week. I have on that week, so.
If you go back to the preceding week, if the applicant files on the 7th, well, that might not give enough time to review whatever comes in. So, all right. What about the week of May 20th? What is your availability for May then, Ms. Clinton?
I'm available on the 22nd through the 24th of that week. Those are more than not beginning of the week.
Looks like we do have a mock hearing on that 22nd, yeah. We have a mock hearing. It looks like it's just the first half, not the whole day.
Right.
So let me ask the party. I am available on the 22nd. We have another hearing going on that would be in this hearing room. We do have the smaller hearing room that is available. And so I don't know if the parties are intending to participate remotely or in person or both. I leave that call up to the parties. But my guess is on this one, the small hearing room would be sufficiently sized for this appeal. So, I could run, we wouldn't have necessarily, the same clerk availability, but I think that would be okay. So we could do, And we could, of course, do this on the Thursday, and that whole day is available if we needed a backup day. This case seems like it maybe is a day, but it might go over. I don't know if the parties have thoughts on that in terms of time frame.
Mrs. Emmer, I think it would be helpful to have a second day
in
that case. Just in case. Line up a series of witnesses, so just in case we run over. And just for... our availability, any time that week actually works. That Thursday, I have one witness, the 23rd, that would not be available, but if there are 2 days and we start on the 22nd, as long as she can be accommodated on the day before, which would be fine, I would anticipate we can do it any time, and I think the small conference would be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like on this appeal, that's a day two anyway. Sometimes appeals don't go over.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and set this. For May 22, Wednesday, usually it's 9 o'clock a.m. start time. And then we'll have a backup second day on May 23, which is Thursday. And we'll do it at 9 o'clock start time as well for that one, 22nd and 23rd. So, okay. All right. I think from my end, those are all the deadlines that need to be established. Was there anything else that the parties needed to address this morning before we adjourn? Okay. All right. If the parties are able to resolve this or do wish to participate in mediation, the office certainly encourages that, and particularly in this appeal. I don't need to, if the parties do settle, of course, I don't need to copy settlement or agreement. It's just a withdrawal of the appeal is sufficient to enter an order of dismissal. So I think parties are familiar with that. But just a reminder. So, all right, I think that is it. Any last questions? Okay, well, pre-hearing order will be out in the next day or two. We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.